This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network, and you can reach that GCNLIVE. GCN, as in Genesis Communications Network, live, LIVE. .com. And then you can find your favorite broadcast in the top there. There's a drop-down menu in the upper left. And or you can listen to, click on Listen Live and click on the broadcaster or broadcasters of your choosing in the upper left-hand corner of GCN Live. Thank you very much, Genesis Communications Network. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my dear friend, Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Vincent, how are you this morning?
I am very well. Thank you for asking. You know, Gwyneth, one of the things that I was thinking about over the last few days is dual citizenship. And this is one of the reasons why I believe our country is in so much trouble. There are many reasons, but this is one. Now, if you think about it, the Mormons used to be able to collect more than one wife in the United States. And the United States put an end to that. You know, just one wife per man. That's all you can have. And I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. Because you can't devote all your time and attention if you have a harem. Well, I believe that if you look at politicians, if you look at people that way, how can they devote attention? And how can they vote their elite? How can they pledge their allegiance to multiple nations? So, for example, in the United States, we have something called the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to just tell you what it is. When we were in elementary school, we all did this every day, and even through high school. And I went to an all boys Jesuit high school, and we did it in morning class there too. Okay. It's I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. That's it. So it's I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Now, how can you take that pledge and pledge allegiance to another country? I don't think you can. So I have scribbled down a one-sentence bill, which I think should be introduced into law, and it's no person in position of any authority shall hold dual citizenship, no manager, supervisor, team leader, politician, nor appointed government person, as no man can have more than one wife. No one can have dual allegiances. Okay? So, I mean, that's scratched out, and it's very, very rough. But the point is, how can a person have more than one citizenship and have an allegiance to one country or the other? Okay? And that's what's one of the things that's wrong with this country, because as of June 22nd, 2018, there's a website called prepareforchange.net. 89 of our senators and Congress hold dual citizenship with Israel. I'm going to read some of these names. Now, this was as of 2018. Richard Blumenthal, Democrat. This is the U.S. Senate. Barbara Boxer. Benjamin Cardin. Dianne Feinstein. Al Franken. Herb Kohl. Frank Lautenberg. Joseph Lieberman. Carl Levin. Bernard Sanders. Charles Schumer. Ron Wyden. Michael Bennett. Now, all of them are Democrats. Democrats from where? Connecticut, California, Maryland, California, Minnesota, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Connecticut, Michigan, Vermont, New York, Oregon, Colorado. Those in order. House of Representatives, there are more. Twice as many. And then in the Obama administration, we had Jack Lew, Chief of Staff to the President and Treasury Secretary. Dual citizenship. Treasury Secretary. Chief of Staff to the President, Treasury Secretary. David Plouffe, Senior Advisor to the President. Danielle Boren, Associate Director, Office of Public Engagement, Special Assistant to the Vice President. Gary Gensler, Chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Gene Sperling, Director, National Economic Council. Mary Shapiro, Chairwoman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Eric Lynn, Middle East Policy Advisor. Rahm Emanuel, Chief of Staff to the President. David Axelrod, this is past Obama administration. David Axelrod, Senior Advisor to the President. Elena Kagan, Solicitor General of the United States. Peter Arzag, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Lawrence Summers, that'd be Larry Summers, Director, National Economic Council. The list goes on and on and on. So we have people allegedly representing our interests who have dual allegiances. One to the United States and one to Israel. Not all countries allow dual citizenship. Gwyneth Isaacs, your comments?
Okay. I have to make a comment here in that I actually am a dual citizen. I am a New Zealand citizen and I am an Australian citizen. And that is allowed in Australia, okay, but you are not allowed to be a dual citizen in Australia and hold political office. It's considered unconstitutional and treasonous to hold political office in Australia if you are a dual national. And I was actually at one stage asked to run for office in Australia, and I refused to because I said, I can't do that. And they said, why not, my friend? And I said, because I'm a dual national. I'm a dual citizen. I hold New Zealand citizenship and I hold Australian citizenship. That's because I was born in New Zealand to Australian parents. And when I was 17, I moved to Australia. And 2 years after I moved to Australia, I took up Australian citizenship. But at the time, me taking up Australian citizenship did not extinguish my New Zealand citizenship, and I have not renounced it. But I would not run for public office. I would refuse to. I have refused to run for public office as a dual national. And with me, it's just the circumstances of life that I was not required to renounce my New Zealand citizenship to become an Australian citizen. And I thought that it might be handy at some stage to have to retain my New Zealand citizenship. For various reasons. I could see, for one thing, that Australia was going down a very tyrannical path. And I thought that it might be good to be able to go and live in New Zealand at some stage in the future. Now I think that's very, very unlikely because I own real estate here. I have children that live here who are Australian citizens, who are not New Zealand citizens, who are born here. And, you know, life takes over. But I still haven't renounced my New Zealand citizenship. But I would not be allowed under the Australian Constitution to stand for public office, and I would not do so. And I think that it's wrong. If you are going to stand for office, you need to be a citizen of that country and no other. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely, it does. I'm going to say something that might get me in some hot water, but that's okay. I hail from a Genesis Communications Network. So the broadcast starts here in Missouri, goes to the network in Minnesota, Genesis Communications Network, and then it goes out to the rest of the world from Genesis Communications Network. When Gwyneth Isaacs is on the air with me, as she is right now, she connects to Genesis Communications Network. And then the signal goes out from Genesis Communications Network. It goes to affiliates, and it goes to the satellite, and it goes to the internet, and it goes to podcasts, and Ron Gibson picks it up. So it goes out through AM, FM, satellite, YouTube, telephone, listen line, every way you can probably think of. And that's wonderful. Now, I had been asked to do a favor for another network. And this favor put me in a moral dilemma, just by asking for this favor. And I said, I cannot do this favor because I have an allegiance to Genesis Communications Network. So think of it like this. Think of it like ABC and CBS and having originating from ABC, American Broadcasting Network, and having someone at CBS say, hey, can you do me a favor? We need you to be a spokesperson, or we need you to do a favor, or we need you to do some publicity, or we need you to do a fundraiser, or we need you to do something for us. Can you do that? And the answer is, I can be there while you guys do it, but I can't do it because I have an allegiance to ABC, for example. And that got me in a lot of hot water. It might actually even get me removed from an affiliate of USA Prepares. That might happen. I don't know if it'll happen. If it does, okay. But if it doesn't, okay. Either way, believe it or not, is okay with me. I've never heard a broadcaster say, well, if we lose an affiliate, that's okay. Broadcasters don't say that. Broadcasters do not say, it's okay if we have fewer listeners. Because our economic system is based on more. Capitalism is based on growth. But what I'm saying is, there's morality, there's ethics, and that's something that I cannot do. I cannot cross that line. Me. Right now, I can't do it. And I won't do it. And that's what dual citizenship is all about. It's about crossing and blurring those lines and allegiances. So who are these senators and congressmen?
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right. Broadcasting with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia, and I'm here in the United States, in Missouri. And joining us, Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, your integrity and a lot of the people that are instructors in this, in your group of friends, feel the same way about a lot of things. And I had something the other day shown to me, and I copied it, and I was just going to read it here. If you want to know about loyalties and why we're in such a mess that we are in this country, I'll read it to you because I find this very eye-opening. And it'll take about, I don't know, a little over a minute, I think. But
yeah,
would you mind
do.
If I did that?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Here's how it goes. Yes. California Governor Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. And yes, Adam Schiff's sister. You hadn't heard nothing yet. And yes, Adam Schiff's sister is married to George Soros's son. And yes, John Kerry's daughter is married to a mullah's son in Iran. And yes, Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, is married to George Soros's nephew. If you had
You're
a hunch...
kidding me.
If you had a hunch...
I'm the Catholic family.
I've still got
family.
More. Yeah, hang on.
Oh, my God.
If you had a hunch that the new system was somewhat rigged, and you couldn't put your finger on it, this might help you, too, to solve the puzzle. ABC News executive producer Ian Cameron is married to Susan Rice, Obama's former national security advisor. CBS president David Rhodes is the brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national security advisor for strategic communications. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to former Obama White House press secretary Jay Carney. ABC News and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Kate Hogan, Obama's former deputy press secretary. ABC President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Obama's former special advisor, Elizabeth Sherwood. CNN President Virginia Moseley is married to former Hillary Clinton Deputy Secretary Tom Nides. Trump has been right all along. Fake news is generated by this incestuous relationship. Doesn't that just blow your mind? I mean, it blew mine. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, and all the presidents are related except for one. Yep, all of them. Yeah, they're all cousins. Yeah, so if you're wondering how we got in this mess, it's I've been referring to part of it as the synagogue of greed, the synagogue of greed. And so while we're on this topic, if you want to watch a riveting, absolutely riveting YouTube video, this could get us thrown off the air, just me saying this, but if it does, okay. Go to YouTube and type in the words synagogue, next word of, O-F, next word Satan. Type that in. Be prepared to sit down for a while and watch it. And you will see historical fact laid out right in front of you, who's related to who and how things happened, including the first Great Depression, including World War I, including World War II, including the endless conflicts that are just sapping our economy. And currently, this helicopter money from the United States government, $1,200 for every man, woman, and child, free, in quotes, is going to cost us dearly. And I can prove it to you. If you want to buy a battery charger, a used battery charger, I used to be able to buy them for $25 shipped, a used one. Not anymore. They've doubled in price. That's one item. How can that happen? Kyle, please stay with us, and Gwyneth will be with us. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Floodwaters are literally rushing toward downtown Midland, Michigan, forcing 10,000 people out of their homes. Officials say that downtown area could end up being under 9 feet of water within the next few hours. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency after two dams breached upstream from the city of 42,000 following several days of rain. Restaurants and retail stores in Connecticut are welcoming customers back today. It means all 50 states are now at least partially officially reopened after shutdowns against the coronavirus. Health officials say Americans still risk becoming infected, though, the virus now having sickened more than 1.5 million people in the United States and killing nearly 92,000. Vice President Pence to visit Orlando today, where he'll stop by a nursing home and deliver personal protection equipment. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Debate continues on Capitol Hill about an additional stimulus package, one that would especially help state and local governments in the face of the pandemic. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A debate is continuing on Capitol Hill regarding bailing out states during the coronavirus pandemic. In an interview on Fox and Friends, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw says it's no secret states like California and New York have spent a lot more than other red states and are having trouble balancing their budgets.
Well, it's no secret that blue states like California and New York, they have vastly more expenditures than red states like Texas and Florida that balance their budgets. New York and California are in a lot of debt. They have really massive pension programs. And this is on top of the fact that they actually tax their citizens to a huge extent. And it also should be said that a lot of the coronavirus expenditures are in the form of Medicaid, which the federal government already pays for. And so it's really hard for me from Texas to tell my taxpayers here that your federal tax dollars should go to other states that, you know, in the case of California, wasn't that hit that hard by coronavirus, but they want to bail out nonetheless. And that's because their state finances were so bad before all of this happened.
Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I'm reading that Bernie Sanders, who was running for president of the United States of America, has dual citizenship. I'm also reading that, no, he does not have dual citizenship. And he said that publicly that he does not have dual citizenship. So what's the answer? I don't know. But how do these questions come up? But 89 people in Congress with dual citizenship, 89 of our senators and Congress people have dual citizenship with Israel. That's what's said on prepareforchange.net. You can look it up. Gwyneth, did you have any comments on what Kyle said?
Yeah, it's, you know, you find that a lot of people are related to people And there is, you know, about, you know, during the 1980s, there was this thing against, you know, jobs for the boys, as they call it here in Australia and New Zealand, and against this sort of cronyism that makes room for your own relatives, okay? But it didn't wipe it out. And if anything, the people who were the best people, the people who wanted to do the right thing, who wanted to make room for their relatives who were of like mind and their friends and family members who were of like mind, they stopped doing it. But the bad people didn't stop doing it, which meant that their friends and family and relatives and associated hangers-on, they got into the positions that the good people refused to put their friends and relatives and hangers-on into. This was this back in the 1980s. And I remember when this happened because there was a big, you know, I would say propaganda campaign against doing this sort of thing. But it didn't wipe it out, and in fact quite the reverse happened, because it was around about that time, you know, that Reagan, you know, he'd served his 8 years, and this guy called, oh gosh, what's his name, George Herbert Walker Bush, got elected president of the United States. And I believe that that's when the rot really, really, really started to set in the U.S. presidency, because, you know, the Bushes were connected with Adolf Hitler, of all people, in that Prescott Bush, who was George Bush's father, was Adolf Hitler's personal banker. And how's that for jobs for the boys? And meanwhile, okay, they're telling us not to do that. They're the good
and
people.
How about...
They're telling us not to do it, and they're doing it.
Yeah, how about International Business Machines, also known as IBM, made the tabulating equipment to track who was in the concentration camps?
Yeah.
How about that?
They invented the first computer, modern computer.
The first digital.
Called the Enigma machine. And that was used to run the Enigma machine was called BinHex, which is the same code that runs every computer on Earth today.
When you talk about the Enigma machine, you're talking about the encoder-decoder machine. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's different from the ENIAC.
It was built in the U.S. by IBM.
I was not aware of that part. Yeah. Well.
It's not even hidden information. It's just out there. If anybody wants to research this topic of the history of computing, you know? And the same binary code that was developed to run the Enigma machine is the same binary code that's in every modern computer on the earth. Everything from your cell phone, whether it's an Apple iPhone or if it's a Android or if it's, you know, whatever sort of phone, all computers, mainframes, Linuxes, the whole lot of them, they all operate at a core level using BinHex ASCII code. And that's just how it is. And it can't, these days, it can't be any other way. But BinHex was developed by IBM for Adolf Hitler to run the Enigma machine.
Well, it looks like...
That's just how it is.
It looks like we've been infiltrated, and the GDP, the GDP has no idea that there are so many people in Congress allegedly representing them who have allegiances to two countries, Israel and the United States. And if you wonder why Israel is favored monetarily in so many ways, I guess that's the reason, because of these dual allegiances. And the interesting thing is, to me, you know, if someone were to say to me, so, Vin Finelli, what are you? I'd say, what do you mean? I'd say, well, you know, what's your nationality? I'd say, I'm an American. They'd say, well, before that, you know, what's your heritage? I'd say, that would be Italian. Now, other people might say that if, you know, so what are you? Some people might profess a religion first. And okay, so you're that religion. Now, why would somebody profess a religion before a nationality or an origin? Why? Because they feel an allegiance to a religion before they feel an allegiance to a country, like where they were born. And I don't get that. I do not get that. And it's very difficult. I can't go any farther in this topic because this is a really sensitive topic. It's not, I don't care personally, but we'll get thrown off the air if we talk about it. And that's the truth. The truth of the matter is that if you blame a certain religion or you bash a certain religion, you will be removed from the media. And how can that be? Well, it can be because of what Kyle just said. Kyle just talked about the government, people in government, with married connections to the media. He just told you. He just told you how it works. So if you think that you can be on mainstream media and bash your relatives in the government, that won't fly. So that's why. That's why it's not talked about. Let me give you just one more example. I'm not going to mention this guy's name. But top 25 broadcaster in the country, United States of America. When I was new at this radio thing, I was in the studio at a radio station. And this particular well-known person in radio happened to have broadcast on that radio station decades before. And he's still a broadcaster to this day. And so years ago, he was in town, he stopped by, and I was going on the air. And so we had him on the air. And I asked him, so tell me, do they tell you what you can and can't say? And the answer was this, quote, that's a bang on the desk. Absolutely not. I know where the line is and I don't cross it. Now, what does that say? That says that he knows what he can and can't talk about. Somehow he got that information. He's claiming that no one told him what he can and can't say. But he knows what it is. He knows where the line is, and he won't cross the line, and he's still on the air. Now, I only know this one little line about religion that I can't talk about. I can talk about Catholics, I can talk about Protestants, and I can talk about Hindus, and I can talk about Muslims, and I can talk about Episcopalians, Dutch Reformed, but there's one I can't talk about. Is that interesting or what? Any comments, Kyle?
Sure, you bet. You know, Vince, the crazy thing about this, I was thinking about it after I got this, I don't know, a couple of days ago, is that, you know, you go back and all of the kings and queens of Europe were all incestuously, you know, interrelated, you know, Germany, France, Belgium, England, all of these guys to where some of the countries ended up being ruled by somebody that wasn't even one of their nationality. This has been going on forever, it seems.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. And some people change their names. Now, my name is Finelli, F-I-N-E-L-L-I. My first name is Vincent. I use my real name. But there are other people who are on the radio and hold positions who have changed their names. Michael Wiener. You know him as Michael Savage. He's changed his name. Now, some people would say, well, yeah, but it's more Americanized and, you know, it sounds better for radio. And but his real name is Michael Wiener. And there are actri, maybe actors and actresses, who have changed their names. For monetary reasons. And all the presidents of the United States of America, but one, are related. And so if you want to prove that, class, just go to your favorite search engine. Hopefully it's DuckDuckGo or Start Page. And type in, are U.S. presidents related? And you'll see that all but one is related. And all the way back
including to... Including Barack Obama.
Yeah, and he's funnily a black guy. Enough. Yeah.
Yeah. He's related to the rest of them.
Yeah.
He really is.
He's related to... let's see. George Bush. Let's see. George Bush, you know, the guy who is misunderestimated all of his life, is related to Barack Obama. Barack Obama's related to Brad Pitt. Barack Obama's related to Dick Cheney. George W. Bush, W, as he would say, is related to Abraham Lincoln. Can you imagine that? And
wow.
George Bush is related to Hugh Hefner. And Senator John Kerry. And Vlad, also known as Dracula, is related to George W. Bush. And Diana, Princess of Wales. Well, Diana is related to George Bush. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, in case you're wondering, class, the president of the United States, who's not related, would be Martin Van Buren. Martin Van Buren. So, there you have it. Kyle, any thoughts, comments, questions?
I had just a question, Vince. You know, I remember reading a while back that if you went back six generations, you could almost tie anybody to anybody. And I'm wondering how many of those presidential things actually are tied to that. And I'm not trying to diminish this. I'm just, because the things I read before, I mean, you're talking first generation stuff here, you know. But some of the other ones where they're all related, I'm wondering, just for curiosity's sake, I'm wondering if, how far back you would you really have to go, and if you went back that far with any of us, how would we end up being related, you know, in some strange, far-fetched way to those guys?
I don't know the answer. Gwyneth, how about you? Do you have any thoughts?
Okay, I would love to make a comment here. I should say right off the bat that I've made it well known that Gwyneth Isaacs is a nom de plume. I use it because I like my privacy. Okay, but if you know, I am related to my surname. My family name is Bonham Carter. Okay. Actually Carter, but it's actually really truly Bonham Carter. And that makes me a member of one of the most powerful bankster families out there. But our particular branch of the Bonham Carter family has not gotten on with the rest of the Bonham Carters for about five generations. Especially the last three generations, things have become really, really frosty between my part of the family and the rest of the Bonham Carters, and they won't talk to us. but, you know, the blue bloods tend to marry each other. They don't tend to marry people who are not blue bloods. And a lot of the marriages to this day are still arranged marriages. And as it happens, my mother's family is also a blue blood family, quite a powerful blue blood family in England, okay? And her mother, my grandmother, was best friends with Queen Elizabeth's the second mother, the Queen Mother. And that my grandmother was actually best friends and neighbours with the Queen Mother in England. Now, with my mum and dad, it wasn't an arranged marriage. They met and they got on quite well. They found that they thought like each other. And it just so happened that they were both from British blue blood families. And actually, my mum's family had fallen into impoverished circumstances by this time. You know, I'm not going to go into the details of that. But birds of a feather flock together. But these families, they have married their cousins for many, many, many generations. And I've had people in the past accuse me of being crazy. And you know I'm not crazy, but I am eccentric. Okay, there's a difference. And the reason why I am eccentric is because prior to about five generations ago, my relatives, my ancestors, married their cousins for hundreds of years because they were British blue bloods. Now, because of the last five generations, there's been new bloodlines introduced in the last five generations of my family. So there's ancestors that were Punjabi, there's ancestors that are, you know, Cockney, and there's ancestors that were from various other particular backgrounds. Non-blue blood black backgrounds. But these people, they continue to marry their cousins generation after generation after generation, and that's never a good thing. You know?
Okay,
even
so...
after five generations, in our family, we are highly intelligent people in our family. But there is a strain of eccentricity in the whole family, okay, where other people meet us as a family and they say, mate, we can't put our fingers on it, but there's something really different about you people. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and by the way, class, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, married his fifth cousin once removed, Eleanor Roosevelt. Yeah,
wow.
Roosevelt. Yeah.
Well, my fifth cousin is Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, but Eleanor was a homo.
I don't think I was a Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Kyle, would you like to hold?
Ben.
I'm sorry, was that yes or no?
Yeah, I'll just want to tell you I'm going to sign off.
Okay, thanks so much, Kyle.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.